Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that's Kevin Pollak. What's that? Tell you what, bring me Joey Greer's beanie and you can join us in Zoom. But I digress.
Ain't gonna give it to you.
Let's meet our Alchemy, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Craig Kukowski. Kakao, do you have a word or phrase that grabbed your attention over the holidays?
A word or phrase? I feel like vaccine was hot. Like I was hearing a lot of that. You know,
sure.
I don't pay attention to context, so I'm not really sure why that word was being said a lot. But it's fun to say. You know,
I think it really starts with
a V. A couple of C's mean it's funny. You know,
I wasn't like, asking for it.
It's fun to say.
I wasn't asking for context. I rarely need it.
Vaccine.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Now, please welcome back Vanessa Raglan.
Oh, holy.
Just like that, Vanish. As a child, how difficult was it to sleep on Christmas Eve?
Oh, so very difficult.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you're one of those. But my 6-year-old hasn't hit that age yet. He can still just conk right out. I'm waiting for that adrenaline because I was amped and then I was up early. And
yeah,
so far, it hasn't happened here.
Can't get him out of bed before 10 a.m. on Christmas morning.
Oh, just sleeping. It's because he drinks, but
yeah.
It's the holidays.
A 6-year-old will do. And now Chris Alvarado with the final surf report of 2020. Chris?
Large waves full of sewage.
Whoa.
Wow, a haiku.
Whoa. Hey, look, there's Gary Anthony Williams.
If you knew how much money I had bet, and basically it's my house, that I would be fourth to be introduced.
Uh-huh.
And baby, the pony, as we all say, as Vanessa's 6-year-old says, the pony came in.
That's right, honey, that pony came in.
Yeah.
G-Dub, do you have a favorite version of A Christmas Carol?
No.
Good.
Like my children.
Yep.
They're all precious in their own way.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
That is gorgeous. Wow.
The correct answer was Mr. Magoo's A Christmas Carol.
Is that not what I said?
Yeah, but we'll take none. And last but no room at the end, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Droopy Drawers, what is the exit strategy?
I'll tell you right now. Off yourself. Okay? Uh-huh. Like get something in there. Get like, I don't know if it's like bleach or something, but just have something ready. And uh-huh. That's how you're going to go. Okay. And I wouldn't drink it.
No.
I just pour it on the skin.
Uh-huh.
Low and slow. Just like you're grilling.
Thank you for that. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gather from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like, I don't know, video of what's happening right now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via old-timey email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Craig.
Scene.com.
Jeez.
Craig.
I heard dot com.
I am from the South. We don't have the sound. It's all ugh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Dot com.
I am also from the South.
I am too.
No, you.
I've never said dot com, and I'm from the South. I'm in the South right now.
You're lying to your people. You're lying to
I'm the Hilaria of Virginia.
That's right. Topical. Topical.
I love pop culture.
Yeah. I like pop culture.
Scene one. That was scene one. All right. Scene two comes to us. Scene one is from listener Matthew, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemists. I love the show and love all of you. You have quickly become the podcast I listen to the most during my workday. My scene suggestion came to me while I was rewatching Breaking Bad. Huh? In it, characters who need to purchase a new identity to start a new life do so by calling a vacuum cleaner repair shop. I remember that episode. By ordering a very specific part, the person at the store is tipped off that the caller wants a new identity. I wonder what would happen if someone called the store who actually wanted that part. Yeah, we all wondered that, Matthew.
I don't know.
And that person
I'm
was
just going to yes and someone else.
Whisked away against their will. So it's about wanting a new identity to start a new life. They would call a vacuum cleaner repair shop and they would ask for a specific part. that would indicate to the shop owner that this person on the QT wanted the new life and passport. And that is what Matthew W. from Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada, would like us to do. P.S. I absolutely love the album. Good night. Great job to everyone involved. Matt Weisgerber.
Thank you.
Gerber. Sure.
Hello. Both of my lines are ringing. Hold on just a second. Line one, you're on. Hello. This is Jimmy's Vacuums, where the only thing that sucks around here is the majority of our vacuums in our store. How can I help you?
Okay. Hi, I need a what the fuck is it? What was it? A filter, a double suction filter, an international double suction filter.
Are you sure you're asking for an international double suction filter, an IDSF?
Yes. I need one for me and my girlfriend. I need two international double suction filters.
Sir, come in immediately. IMMEDIATE.
Are you spelling immediately?
L. You don't. Why?
I'm bleeding. Should I come in the back door?
Come in the back door, sir.
Bye.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I just want to say we love having you here. The customers love you. If I'm being,
I love the customers. I personally made love to three of the customers last week.
And usually that would be problematic, but not with you and not here because, you know, they want it. Quick thing though, just small, tiny, not even worth mentioning, but I will just because.
But go ahead, please. I enjoy hearing you out.
Can you not say when you answer the phone that our products suck?
Is that it?
That's it. That's it.
Look, Vaccine. Of course I can. I'm here for the company as much as the company is here for me.
Okay.
Do you understand what I say?
I feel like I'm on hold, but I can hear you, and I feel weird. I feel like I'm spying. You can drop the line, but I don't want to hear anything I shouldn't hear.
Jimmy's Vacuums, where we no longer suck. Can I help you, ma'am?
You made a quick adjustment on that note. I heard he just gave you that note.
Well, when I was younger, my father told me to shut up once, and I was quiet for 18 years of his life. I listened very well.
Congratulations.
What can I do for you, ma'am?
Well, I love your voice.
I had my throat replaced when I was 16 years old.
Oh, I got a new throat at 32.
Oh, what? Do you have any recordings of what you used to sound like?
It was a hollow, wet.
I had the same thing, thing.
Well, now I don't sing like a nightingale, but it's a lot better than it was. I used to sing like a tsunami.
I wish I had an hour just to laugh at that. I wish I did. But how can I help you?
We were together, naked together.
Vaccine, thanks for just meeting me at such short notice. Gyms were all over the nation, right? Yeah. And people used to buy vacuums all the time and filters and whatnot, but everything's moving online. And it looks like we're going to have to close some of our shops.
No, but not Store 212, right? Store 212, it's a staple of the community.
I know, but no one's going to Barstow to get vacuums anymore. So we're going to have to...
Hey. I fucking need this, man.
What are you doing? Are you slipping me dollar bills? That's not going to help.
Just take this. This is just for you. This is just for you, okay?
Vaccine, I don't need this dollar bill.
Help you with the decision. You know what I mean?
Vaccine, I wish I could keep it open, all right? But... I don't know what to tell you.
Have you guys made a decision on drinks?
Yes. I'll do the Clamato, please.
Clamato. Fun choice.
I'll have a virgin.
And you?
Virgin daiquiri, please.
A virgin daiquiri for the little pussy. Okay, we'll be right back.
Charlene, I couldn't help but notice that you called a young gentleman ordering a virgin daiquiri a little pussy.
What?
You called him. I heard you call him a little pussy.
I don't think I would do that.
I'm going to play back this recording, and then you can tell me if this is your not hollow, wet voice we're hearing. Hold on.
Okay.
And I'll take the virgin daiquiri.
Oh, okay. And a virgin daiquiri for that little pussy. Okay,
now,
I did hear. I said that. That was me.
I'm going to slowly applaud you.
What?
I've been waiting years for a woman to come in here and call someone a little pussy. You've done it.
Thank you, sir.
I think you may have done more than you realize you've done. I need you to go over to Jimmy's vaccine. Tell him you're looking for the IDSF immediately.
The IDSF. Okay, Jimmy's vaccine.
He'll know what it means. Go to the back door.
Yeah, this is Jimmy's vaccines, but we don't have anything called an IDSF.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I want to apologize.
I got vaccinated for things I didn't even know I could have.
I made a mistake. I meant go to Jimmy's vacuum.
We got rickets. Do you want a rickets while you're here?
I guess I'll take one.
It can't hurt, you know.
Why the hell did you go back to that vaccine place? Listen, go to Jimmy's vacuum. The vacuum store.
Vacuum.
Ask for the IDSF.
Right away, sir.
Yeah, no, it seems as though a lot of people are getting the vaccines for rickets. Folks, the problem here is COVID-19. I don't know how many times I got to explain this to you.
Question.
From the press. Yes, you, question. The gentleman in the odd hat.
Hi, yeah, Henry Neubert. I'm from New News Republic, America Only. Doctor, and I say that with quotes, forget-she. You said earlier that if I'm going through my notes here, that if there were...
You don't have notes, you're just looking at your hand. What? What are you... Yes,
Donna
right
Morocco?
Behind you.
DonnaMorocco @gmail.com.
Donna.
I have a question.
Please.
Why are we living in a simulation?
Fair question, and a lot of people believe this all over this great country of ours. The answer is yes. Right next to you.
DavidMorocco @AOL.com.
Yep.
Donna, will you come back to me? Will you come back to me?
@DavidMorocco. @DavidMorocco. Yes. Not the right place. This is a junket. This is... let's talk after.
Question?
Donna out.
Question?
Yes.
Question?
Yes.
News crew.
I'll take a question from news crew.
Hi, Horst Marimba, news crew.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Any truth to the idea that having multiple vaccines from a storefront vaccine store may lead to autism?
Well, see, this is an issue that was happening long before COVID. People were so concerned about the connection between the two. There have been a few isolated cases. And then, Jenny McCarthy is going crazy.
Donna Morocco, I'd like to retweet that. I'd like to retweet Horst.
You see what they said on the TV? You see that, huh? No vacuums, all right? No vacuums in this house.
Nobody's getting no more vacuums, no more?
No, get! I want all the vacuums out of my goddamn house. You heard what he said.
Yeah, they gives you rickets. Vacuums give you rickets. I heard it clearly.
Isolated cases, my ass. My ass. Right. Now, listen, I've been rewriting the Bible and rewriting it, all right?
I agree with rewriting the whole thing. There were too many of those people from other countries with dark shades.
That's what I'm saying. Look, okay. Now, in some of the writings that I've been able to do, okay, vacuums and Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Look,
scramble up the letters of vacuum. What do you get?
Satan.
Exactly.
Mr. Morocco, thank you for coming in to see us. Now, as you can tell, this is one cubicle in an empty building. Mm-hmm. I am the last remaining AOL.
Yes.
And frankly, you are the last AOL active email account we have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, man to man, I'm probably going to take myself out later this evening. Okay.
You're going to do it with bleach, low and slow with.
Like a grill, baby, like a grill, you know?
Can I be honest with you? I only took this job to try to get my wife back. She's over at the competition. I figured if we could work to rebuild AOL bigger than ever, she'd
She'd finally consider me a man, even though I'm smooth below like a Ken doll. Mm-hmm. Did you want to see it?
No, no.
And that's scene, like one. To- That is scene one. That is scene one. That is scene one.
How many people have said yes?
That's the most, common question. I mean, why not?
I mean, honestly, it was weird how the involuntary answer, I believe, for each of us was yes. Yes, we would like to see that.
Hell yeah, let's see that.
I'm glad you offered.
Scene two comes from patron VIP David, who wrote, "Hello, Mr. Pollock." Yep, that's how I like to be referred. You may know me as D. Burke Killustration.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We love this guy on Instagram. Thank you so very much for using my last idea of Leonardo da Vinci's deadbeat brother, Chuck da Vinci. Yep. A genius improv as always. Why, thank you. You know, many artists need a muse to inspire them to produce great art, whether it's music, writing, painting, whatever they create. And I think I have found mine. Alchemy, this is my muse. And I can't wait to see what they inspire me to paint or draw next. Though it'll be hard to top Cumface Network. Yes, it will. For the record. Okay, I've got...
Please don't draw that.
You already did.
I've got a few ideas here. The first one stunk, everyone, so I'm just going to read you the second one. Cool. And by the way, the second one is another oddball. So here we go. Alan Arkin has to fill in for Santa Claus, who's hungover, who's out partying with the elves the night before. Thank you all so much for all you do. Okay, can I just have your attention, please?
Yeah,
can
look
I just,
at it.
No, just get the on. Elves to gather just for a moment.
I love you. Hey, we love you, Santa. Everything about you.
As always, there's a lot of love in this room, and I'm crazy for you kids. I really am.
I love Christmas.
Yep, Christmas is pretty much the best. As you know, I'm filling in this year. I'm going to do my damnedest, but I'm depending on you more than ever.
Well, we know how things run around here. And by the way, Santa always gave us shoulder rubs every night before we go to sleep. He always did.
I think I know what you're getting at. So I'm going to bring in 15 masseuses. What's the plural for masseuse? Is it Maasai? Masseuses?
Messiahs. Is that what you said?
Messiahs.
Nope. Let's go with messiahs. I like the way it rolls off the tongue. Anyways, I'm going to bring in 15. They're going to rub your shoulders. I just need you to work harder than you ever have before because I'm really insecure about filling
Alan,
in.
Yes? I normally don't do this, but can you sign my copy of Ocean's 11? You were so good in that.
Please call me Alan. Yes, I'd be happy to sign it. That's a very small Sharpie. I guess it's right for you. Who...
Let me have one more. Let me take one more, please.
Sir, are you sure about this?
Holy shit!
Tim, can you handle this guy? He's been sitting here all night at the bar. My wife is waiting for me to get home. We just had twins yesterday.
Wives.
You want me to handle this guy?
I'm out of here, sir. Tim, could you please handle him for me?
Vomit smells like gingerbread.
2,000 pounds, man. I'm not going to be able to handle this guy.
Get your arms off of me!
What in local news, Santa Claus has gone mad. He's destroyed an entire bar saying, "Get your arms off of me, to hell with Christmas. The elves all suck, and Mrs. Claus is not worth the paper I paid for her."
Did you see this? You see this on TV, huh? Hey, Santa Claus, ham it off his ass, all right? Now listen, I'm rewriting and rewriting the Bible, all right? Now, some of these sections are going to have heavy, heavy Santa Claus influence. You know what I'm saying? All right? And this is exactly what I'm saying.
It just makes sense. It just makes sense. You hardly see any Santa Claus in the Bible anymore.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? He's here all year, but I don't get to see him in the Bible. You know what I mean? That's why I'm rewriting it. That's why I'm rewriting it. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Alan, baby, what do you mean you're not available the last week of December? This is a Christopher Nolan movie. You can't do it?
Well, listen, as much as I'd love to do a ridiculously long, convoluted film, I'm filling in for a cousin. You know, he's very big this time of year, and he's out sick. What am I going to do?
You're filling in for your cousin?
Yes, it's my cousin. I know it sounds crazy. But Kringles,
book out. Book out, you know, because we had you avail. We had you avail
tell you
for
what,
the last week.
I'll tell you what. You go ahead and take the gig.
Oh, hello, Mr. Claus, if I may. I know you're just standing in for my husband, but it's a very lonely time of year for me, as you can imagine.
Right, of course. Alan, yes.
Do you know what it's like to be a woman in your prime?
I can't say
North
that I do.
North Pole ignored, no matter right. what negligee you may wear.
I feel you're underlining the word pole.
Oh, was I? I can underline another pole.
Psst, elves, you guys sleeping? You need an elbow rub? Back
what the hell? He brought in a messiah who's been taking care of us, Santa.
What?
He brought in the messiah. They're taking care of us. Alan Arkin brought in the Messiah to give us all shoulder rubs every night.
That was very loose. We got a lot of tension. We didn't even know we had.
The Messiah left his car behind. It says Burke Williams. Who is this Burke?
You smell funny.
Yeah, that did you. Give me a kiss on the cheek. Give me one kiss on the cheek. Get away from her. All right, everybody, you're going to give me kisses on the cheek tonight before you go to bed?
Oh my God!
Oh,
gingerbread.
All right, now Brian, Sally, Christmas Eve, okay, and I'm sure you've heard
Just 1 second. When you said Brian, you're talking Brian with a Y. That's me, or Brian with the I. I'm sorry, I just didn't know which.
I was talking to Brian. You're Brian.
I'm Brian. Yeah,
I'm talking to Brian.
Okay, I'm
sorry. You met me when you said Sally, right? I'm the only one that even has anything close to that. So,
Brian, Sally, hold on 1 second. Brian, can I talk to you in the room?
Did you say Brian or Brian? I am so sorry.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, Brian.
Yes,
I'm talking to you. Can I talk to you in the hallway, please? Can I talk to you in the hallway?
Hi.
What the hell are you doing?
What? Being difficult?
Yeah, obviously. Okay. You're throwing up all these goddamn roadblocks in my way,
I'm having issues.
What the hell's going on, Brian?
My GD second job. I've been working for this spa, Burke Williams.
Yeah.
And we've been busier than ever. I'm not getting a lot of sleep. So when I don't get sleep, I make trouble for other people.
Brian, I know that, okay? And I'm doing the best I can to make home comfy.
Daddy, are you and Brian fighting?
Sally, get back in your room, okay?
Sally, did you say Brian? Or did you Brian with a Y or
I said your name.
Okay.
Brian. It's Brian.
And my brother is Brian after the shrimp.
Shrimp Brian, yes, that's right. Brian.
I'll go back to my room, but I wish you wouldn't fight on Christmas.
I wish you would stay here and hear this out. If you've heard this much, I want you to hear it all. Whatever you're about to lay into me with, then you just lay into me with it. But Sally's going to stay, and she's going to hear this too.
Dad?
I already heard language I shouldn't hear.
Dad, can you explain again who Brian is and why he lives in our house?
you know, my cousin's a famous movie star. Hey, I'm paying you for your time, so you got to talk to me.
Yeah, buddy, look, I'm just supposed to drop you off at the location, and that's it, all right?
Guess, name a celebrity. It's probably my cousin.
Burt Bacharach.
Close. Hey, are you looking for a friend?
I got a lot of friends, man.
Oh, nice. Oh, hell yeah. That's nice. Any of your friends have famous cousins?
A couple of them. One of them is related to Robert De Niro. Another one to Christopher Nolan.
Oh, shit.
Another one, Quentin Tarantino, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Thanks so much for the ride. Do I tip you through the app?
You tip me through the app, but if you have cash, it always helps.
So you screwed with the guy the whole time? You acted like you didn't know who his cousin was?
I had no idea. It was hilarious. The guy was just, I was just like, fuck it, dude. Like, let me be difficult for once. You know what I mean? We have to be so nice during the holidays. Goddamn ride.
You know, I know a guy who's been difficult lately. He hadn't been getting a lot of sleep because he's been working at the Burke Williams and he makes
Well, that makes sense. Sleep deprivation could definitely cause, like, you know.
Alan, baby, just doubling back. You're getting an offer for an MCU movie. Just want to double check you're not available that last week of December when most things are shot.
No, I am actually available the entire last week of December, starting the 26th. What is the... What
no, is no, the this end? Is 24th through the 31st.
Oh,
Alan,
I see.
I'm getting cold.
who's that on the phone, Alan?
Oh, it's just somebody here. So listen,
tell him my name.
Oh, okay, it's Catherine. So take the gig. What do you want from me? Take it. The answer is yes.
Dick Crustard, I you're one of the best agents we got. And it sucks that, CAA is going to have to be shutting down some of our satellite offices here in Barstow.
What's up, Dick?
I've been the head of the CAA Barstow office for 30 years.
I know, Dick, but I'm sorry.
I was the one who told Alan Claus to change his last name to something more alliterative.
I understand. Dick, please stop handing me dollars. That's not going to help.
All this money I'm making.
Did you guys decide on drinks yet? Or
I'm going to do the Clamato.
The Clamato, excellent choice, sir.
I'll have a virgin Long Island iced tea.
A virgin Long Island iced tea, the little baby pussy bitch, okay?
Does she seem autistic?
I'm here to speak to Mr. Williams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look, I understand you've been spending time with some special people.
Mm-hmm.
People who are very close to me. Elves, I'm talking about.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that guy. Rollerblades in 1994, that guy. A basketball hoop in 1995, that guy.
Don't walk me through your years. Don't walk me through
your
years.
Your years, Mr. Williams. I brought you those presents, those years.
What can I do? What do I need to do?
You're the big messiah now.
How do I make this right? Forgive me.
I'm sick. I'm fucking sick.
Lay down on the massage table.
Okay. Oh, it hurts to lay down. Oh.
I'm going to apply some of these oils gently to the area between your shoulder blades.
Oh, no. I haven't been touched there in years.
Of course you haven't. We've all overlooked the big man in these years, and seems like you've taken on a little too much pressure from the world. No.
So I'm sorry, Steve and Jim, again, thank you for coming in to us first. But you're saying Santa Claus 4, he's drunk and in pain most of the film?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, think of this guy. He's got all these pressures, right?
Yeah.
He's got all these pressures that he has to deal with.
But you know, Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 3. These were very successful family films.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It seems like we're going a different route here on 4.
Mr. Warner and your brothers, if I could just show you again. So Santa, right? Santa is a...
See how when you say his name, you're super happy?
Right. Yeah.
That's people's experience. Yeah.
Well, we're totally. But you know what? Okay. Sometimes,
this winter.
Do. The man you know.
Ted, take that again. we're gonna add music and sound effects. You're not responsible for that. Just read the copy.
That's what I got. That's all I got.
Yeah. We'll add all that. Hold on.
Hey, my client here was hired to make the music too, okay? And he did that in the audition. All right.
And
my
client paid $38 bucks to come in and make the wind sound while he's the winter wind sound. Am I sorry?
I think that's good. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Look, my client here is supposed to make music when he says it, okay? That's what we agreed upon, all right? That's what he's going to do.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, don't outsource portions of
am I out or am I in? Okay? Just be honest.
No, you're in. Look, this is...
All right, let's take it one more time from the top.
This winter. Do, 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 do.
So all these buttons here just record different things, or how do they work?
Well, the green ones are recording, and then the red one stops the recording, and then
what if I press this one?
Oh, fuck. That's great, these man.
This is wild. It's like the inside of a spaceship. You know, a lot of my clients, they do VOs now because it's hard to get in there and do live action stuff, but it's nice that your studio is still popping and ropping.
You know? It is popping and both ropping.
Caroline, could you come in, please?
Absolutely.
Apparently, someone has pushed the purple button, and they use the code word ROPIN.
That's going to be a big problem.
Do we want to get someone over there, or do I need to take care of this myself again?
I can get some. I can do it myself if you want to let me have a swing at it.
If I may say two words to you,
absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You. Are we mad at each other, or do you respect me?
Yes.
Okay. So,
hello. I was told to come here to get a new international double suck filter.
Welcome to Jimmy's.
Hi. Me and some of my elf friends, we need to get a new filter.
Understand how many
international double sucking filter.
How many friends are with you? How many friends?
Two to 300.
There's the two of us, and then there's a bunch of us in the back. There's a few hundred of us in the back.
All right, I need three elves on each other's shoulders. Put on this long trench coat so it looks like one guy with a tiny head and tiny little feet. Go out the back door. Your new name is Maury. You're going to be living at 12341 Tiara Boulevard in Barcelona.
Hi, Maury. You're home late from work. How was the office? I made
it
you some
fine.
Casserole.
Look, I just want to take a bath.
Want to take a bath?
That's it. I'm going to take a bath.
It's not even Tuesday.
It doesn't matter. Look, I just
come
need
here,
some time.
Come here.
Look, I'm good, okay? I'm good.
What do you mean you're good? Yeah, you taste good. Come here.
It's just candy. Okay, look. I'm going to fall.
Ma'am, at any point in this relation, and talk to the court, did you realize that you were making love to three different elves at the same time?
Yes.
And did you at any point feel the need to stop making love to three different elves at the same time and speak to the court truthfully, ma'am?
Objection.
What, under what circumstances, sir? Oh, what? I guess the judge should ask that, but I was very offended.
Overruled.
Fuck me.
I'll keep going with the,
Did like you to- edit...
Yeah, I know I'm just a judge, but can you press him for some specifics?
Thank you, Judge.
So you're telling me you got a script here, instead of 12 angry men, it's 12 angry mythical creatures? And they're all in the jury box just deliberating this case?
Yeah.
So it's a divorce case.
Right.
And they have a 12-person jury.
You see how easy it just kind of flows as a pitch?
Yes.
When you say it back to me, it sounds like music.
Well, look, here at the Travel Channel, we're looking for original content, all right? So we will...
Alan, baby, it's Dick. We've moved to Victorville. They're checking your avail for 12 angry mythical creatures.
Right, okay. Well, I think I'm a... yes, the answer is yes.
They're going to shoot on, let me see, 12-24.
You're back. I've taken all the toxins out of you, Santa.
Oh,
it's time for you
good.
To go back and reclaim what's rightfully yours.
Dick, my cousin miraculously recovered. Take everything. You understand me? Take overbook, double book, triple book. Everything that came in, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Tell him I'd love a walk-on. See if you can give me a walk-on.
Also, my cousin's wife, who I'm extremely fond of from a platonical situation, would like a small part in two of the three offers.
Okay, great. We'll
put that in my rider.
Okay, we'll put that in your rider.
Alan Arkin is the holiday spirit.
All right, that actually worked for some reason.
Wow. Okay.
That scene too. Yes. I say yes. I vote yes.
Scene 3 comes to us from Martin, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, thanks for all the work you do due to the pandemic and the lack of my commute to school, grad school. Well, I fell behind on all my podcasts. I had 30 plus episodes of your show by mid-June, and the list kept growing every week. I'm happy to share. I only have 5 more episodes until I catch up. I feel relieved. Also, I love all the guest speakers you have brought to the show, as well as the return of Vanessa Raglin.
Oh,
auspicious. Thank you. We have a guest speaker and Vanessa with us today. Here's my scene suggestion. What a sweet combo.
After the Titan Thanos wipes out half the universe, the Avengers look for new recruits for the upcoming fight. I hope you have fun, Martin from Canada. The entire country.
I can kick.
Right.
I can spin.
Kick and spin.
And I've got a turtle activation I can do to myself.
What? So you're covered in a shell at that point, a protective shell?
It's a flesh turtle activation that I can do to myself.
Oh, just the fleshy turtle part, not the shell.
I wish I could say now I do have to be in danger. But if I'm in danger, I can fleshly turtle activate in a way that makes me a sort of very gnarly opponent. I think you would be great for your crew, and I'd have a lot of fun. God knows I'd have a lot of fun. I'd love to travel.
You're in. Okay. You're in.
Jerry, do we have that sort of authority?
Talina, I heard that you had your interview today with the group.
That's right, I did.
So does this mean it's over with us, or how does this work now?
No. Leslie, listen. I've always enjoyed our relationship.
I mean, I like how you could kick, and God knows I loved how you could spin, and
I know you like my turtle activation.
I loved your turtle activation, the soft part.
I love the way that you were always very sort of turgid, and I thought the way you've been damp more than most has always been so special for us.
Well, this is great, but now you're telling me all this stuff and you're off with the group to fight.
I gotta go save the world. I didn't see this coming, baby. I didn't see this coming. I hope you can forgive me.
I can forgive you. But can you forgive me for what I'm going to do in the future?
What are you gonna do?
Oh, you'll see.
Oh no, dang it. Leslie, I went down a laundry chute.
No, I mean, I think like in general, like my powers, you know, even though at the moment undefined, could be something that at any moment could develop into something so powerful that it would be incomprehensible. You know what I mean?
You're in.
maybe I shouldn't be in. You know what I mean? Maybe.
You're up.
Well, actually, my powers, if used properly, in. Could be, well, maybe, oh, hold on, in. Maybe, we,
in,
oh, let's do this. Welcome. Now, I got a limo business that I need to take care of before I can officially join, all right? I got to handle some stuff on the side. I got a cousin of mine, beautiful cousin of mine. My cousin's so fucking beautiful that I believe it's a he. And
is he single?
So you got in, I heard, huh?
Yeah, I did.
You told him about me? Did you tell him about me and my square-jawedness?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. The most beautiful cousin I got. Let's make sure those tires are on there. Come on, let's go. But look, I'm going to be...
Order up!
I'm going to be... is that mine? I don't know. You don't know whose order that is, but...
I'm too beautiful to look to the side. if the world ever sees my profile, it's fucked. You realize that?
Yeah, I do.
If the world sees what I look like side faced, it's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Keep looking straight on.
I know. So here is the deed to the limo shop, and all three keys are right over there. So
hold on. Let me read over the small print. All three keys. Sign your loving cousin. Yes, go ahead.
So I appreciate you just you taking this on as I go join the Avengers. You know, so
good luck to you, brother.
Thanks,
cousin. Daddy. Wake up, Dad. Dad, wake up. What? Dad, wake up.
What is it, son?
Look, Dad. Look. I found something for you. It's you're having a hard time finding a job. They're saying calling all heroes. You're my hero. And I took this off a light pole in front of the
laundromat. You're just supposed to rip off, you know, one phone number at the bottom.
But I figured if I give them all to you.
You took the whole sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, you're my hero. maybe you can make a living being a hero.
Oh, buddy, you know, that's metaphorical when you call me a hero. I mean, the Avengers actually have superpowers and they, you know, they fight,
but so,
you know, cosmic supervillains and save the world, you know.
But so do you. You saved my world.
Well,
from mom.
I mean, I know half the universe died and
fuck
that's
off,
weird.
Buddy. I'm right here. That was a mean thing to say. Your dad's the savior. He's not a messiah.
Yes, he
He's
is.
A man.
No, Dad, you're more than a man. You're more than a man.
All right, kid. If yeah, I'll go do this interview if that helps.
Thanks.
Vaccine. Hey, thanks for meeting me again. You know, it's, you know, then more than half of the population just kind of disappeared. We're going to be opening up the vacuum store back in Barstow.
We, yes. Yes. Yeah. Dude, so we want you to- this is what I needed. Come here. Come here.
There it is.
And
so,
this is a little something for your troubles.
Okay. It's a napkin. Yeah, so I appreciate it. So yeah, just want to let you know everything's good to go. We still have the same location available.
Nice.
And
did you get the napkin? Did he pass the napkin off? Did he give you the napkin?
Yeah, he gave me the napkin. Yes.
Give it to me. I need to get the DNA off of it immediately.
Oh, I...
good work.
I used some of it.
What do you mean?
I used some of it.
Do you realize that he has alien DNA?
No.
Did you use the napkin that he had used?
Well, I mean, I knew... I mean,
you know what's going
bit.
To happen to you, don't you?
Come on.
You realize what's going to happen?
No. Oh, no.
Hey, you run you manage the vacuum store?
Yeah, Jimmy's welcome. Jimmy's vaccine. We still no longer shop. What's going on?
I'm Dick. I run the talent agency next door.
Well, I'm sorry. Did you say vaccine store? The vaccine store. I'm sorry.
What's up? Did you call me?
I just wanted to say hi, you know, since we're all in the same strip mall here in Barstow, just this vaccine store, this vacuum store, and this talent agency.
quick thing.
Sorry, just a customer. I was wondering, is there kind of a shell of a vacuum that you could put on my body and also give me or someone for a friend, I'm asking, I'm sure, a suction power?
Are you looking for maybe a shell like the IDSF?
I don't know. I just want to... I've been talking about... let me be straight with you. I've been talking about that I sort of have a turtle activation, and I sort of have I've sort of overestimated
say
what
no
my
more,
turtle...
Say no more. Stand back. This
okay.
time has come.
I want to say enough.
Yep, you've been a great. You have been a great assistant manager. But now is the time I show you who I really am. I'm a bad boy alien. I'm a bad boy.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh dang it!
Avengers, there's a purple light going off here. So is that bad? It's there's a purple light. Is that bad? I don't know if that's bad.
Yeah, somebody pressed the purple light.
But I don't know. We're just going off, and I just
answer
just
the
in,
call,
like
mortal. This one is yours.
Okay. I don't mind letting you go to voicemail.
Thor is too busy drinking.
Okay. Hello.
I'm in the vacuum store, and I'm getting the shit beat out of me. And I don't know. I have a purple button. I've been pressing it. Can I? Please, someone fucking help me. I'm in.
This is
over
fantastic.
My head.
Do either of you have representation?
No.
I have a very small agency. I just have one client, Alan Claus.
No, it
sounds like that. It sounds like that turtle. The turtle girl is in trouble or something. I don't know. Should I hang up? Should I hang up?
Ow! Dang it! This thing has
I'm gonna hang up.
Don't hang up. Take the Avenger plane to Barstow.
Excuse me. Yesterday I walked by this pole and there was a piece of paper on there with some numbers to tear off, and I wanted to call because I have superpowers, but the paper is not there anymore.
Right. I manage the poll, and usually I know everything that's on the poll, and I'm usually here to guard it, but occasionally I take a rest, and it appears, this happens sometimes, someone took the whole piece of paper instead of just tearing off a tab, and so that document is not here any longer. I'm so sorry.
From what I understand, there's trouble at the vacuum and or the vaccine talent agency area, and I know that I could go in there and help if I could just get the number to call these people so I can become a superhero and then go over there and help. But
I think I follow. And I unfortunately cannot help you at all because the paper was stolen.
Greg, ripped. Your car is on fire, man.
I realize that, but there's
Dad,
no pressing.
Dad, wake up. Dad, wake
what
up.
Is it, buddy?
Wake up. There's trouble in Barstow.
Okay,
wait. Buddy, go to bed, buddy.
Dad, now's your chance. Now's your chance.
What am I supposed to do about that, buddy?
Save him the way you saved me from Mom.
Anything. He's not a hero.
Shut up, Marge.
He's not a hero. He's not a hero.
Dad, look at me. You're my biggest hero. All right. Uncle Wayne's sleeping with you guys?
Sorry about that, guys. I'll go just back to nappy time.
Go, Dad. Go, Dad. Go!
Are you still in the room, buddy?
Yeah.
Dick, you were always my favorite agent, and I just got to say, I got your treatment for a new MCU film franchise.
Great.
Turtle Girl. That's can you tell me just to flesh out a little bit more than what's in the treatment? Where's this going? Have you written the Bible yet for Turtle Girl?
Yes, and I've whitened it as well. So I think the
good.
The reason Marvel movies have been too diverse, we're going to re-whiten Turtle Girl.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that treatment was pretty explicit. Like it was, it's about 400-page treatment.
We're MCU. We need 10 Turtle Girl movies. You've got about three here.
Great. So you're thinking ahead. That's awesome.
That's what we do. Yeah, there's no reason to greenlight one if you can't do 10.
We are live outside the, I guess the best we can call it is a strip mall where there's a vacuum place, a vaccine place, and a, for lack of a better word, agency.
Hey, Barstow, I'm on TV. Look at me.
Yeah, sir, we are all looking at you. There is apparently a dad who's about to enter the, I guess, for lack of a better word, fray or fracas here, for lack of a better word.
Okay, what's going on here? My son, yeah. Buddy.
There's several aliens in there, a turtle woman, and they are wreaking what, for lack of a better word, havoc.
A turtle woman or a turtle girl?
Sir, I don't see male or female. I literally don't. I feel around for them.
You're
calling
her a turtle woman. Okay.
I was lying about the whole turtle thing. I like turtle activation.
Bring, 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 bring. Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, is this Times Square?
I'm sorry. I think you got reached two different numbers
yes,
at the same
time. Should I hang up?
No,
I,
let wanna... me hang up before. Hello? Let's both count to three.
Hello? Whichever one of you.
One.
Hello, Times Square.
Hi.
Yes,
three.
Hello? Yes, Times Square.
You activate the big TV screen in Times Square. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Somebody else is on the line.
That's a Trinitron. That's a Sony Trinitron.
I'm going to hang up now.
Can you air a local station from Barstow? My dad is about to prove to the world that he's a hero, and I think the whole world should see it.
What the fuck? You mean you just picked up the phone, some random kid told you to put a feed in, and you did it? Are you kidding me?
You gotta hear this kid's story, boss.
I don't give a shit. It's a college football playoff.
It's his dad,
all right?
And he's saving the town, and I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. It's
who gives a shit? Who gives a...
Okay, that alien cut me in half. That alien cut me in half.
I'm trying to squish you back together.
No. Why are the cameras here? Why are they shooting
this? I'm not good at this.
Tell Buddy.
I am now peeking my head inside this local business here in Barstow. The father has been cut in half, but
I'm
for some
to hold
reason.
It together.
Both halves are being held together, but they're still being very active. On the scene.
Tell Buddy I love him.
Tell Buddy. Can you tell him, Buddy? Can you tell, damn it, the message he wants to tell Buddy? What did you say?
tell Buddy I love him, and I hope he's happy. I hope this is what he wanted.
Tell Buddy that he wanted to kill his dad. Tell Buddy he kills his dad.
I'll tell.
Turn off the TV, Mom.
Yeah, but we can't find the clicker.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry. It's right here. I didn't have a pillow, so I was sleeping on top of the clicker.
Feel a darkness inside of me rising up.
Oh, what the hell is happening? What's happening?
Mom, you're mean.
I am.
But I've actually been fairly nice. I just...
You've been a cool uncle. You've been weird, but you've been cool.
You got two hearts?
Yep.
Oh, shit. I forgot to plug back in that thing with the purple button.
Shit. Let me get back on that.
No, hold on a second. And, no, it's off.
Are you going to go ahead and announce as you plug it in?
Yeah. I plugged it in. It's just not beeping anymore. I thought the, I didn't know it was that easy to disconnect the Avenger little button
hey,
thing.
I hate to interrupt.
Yeah.
I'm
Tina.
And we haven't met yet, but I think I've seen you in a car. Do you have a very attractive cousin?
I do. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah.
I saw this morning I was on my jog. I run a lot. Uh-huh. I run probably 20 miles a day. I'm very, very fit. And I saw your cousin. I saw his side face.
You saw his profile?
Oh, shit.
I saw his side face.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We got to get him in here. We got to get him. Is that me?
Cousin. I'm trying to reach my cousin.
That is my phone.
This phone doesn't work. Oh, did you answer? Hello?
Hey.
You I was running.
Beautiful man.
Yeah. Maybe a little too beautiful. This morning, I was out at the park. You know where the lake is and the fish.
That's my cousin. It's my cousin.
Oh my God, yeah. It's his hot cousin.
Oh my God.
A lady saw my side face. You know what this means, don't you?
Yeah, it's the beginning of the end. Yeah, I.
It's more than that, buddy. The world is fucked.
Come on, man. Come on, man. It's already fucked. We already lost half.
And if you turn to page 335 of the treatments, you'll see that this is where Turtle Girl 7 crosses over with Santa Claus 4. And there is a pretty brutal graphic disemboweling.
What page are we on? What page are we on?
378.
What's that?
78.
He asked what page you're on. I told him 378. Yeah.
Did I say 378?
That's what I heard.
I thought he said 350 something.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sure it was 344.
Okay, we have Alan. We have Alan Arkin attached already as Santa Claus.
This is why you work as a committee. Everyone hears a different number.
I love
We're again
about us.
Outside that strip mall. A little boy who apparently is made up of elves, I'm not quite sure how that worked, is now entering the, for lack of a better word, a vaccume and or vaccine store. I'll see if I can crawl inside so you can hear what's happening.
Let us at him. Let us at him.
I think this, at this point, I'm just holding together two sandwiches, basically. This is not doing this guy's. I don't think this guy's with me, but I don't want to let
buddy?
Go.
Is that buddy? Is he here?
Oh, damn! Oh, God, I'm not letting let go. It's, I don't know. Are you buddy? Hello? Creature thing? Tell, are you buddy?
Tell buddy he's three elves. Tell buddy he's three elves.
Tell buddy he's three elves.
Apparently, the little boy likes to work in silence and will. He has. Now taken to kicking the aliens, for lack of a better word, kicking their asses all over the place.
And that's our show for today. Oh, my.
For lack of a better word.
Like holding two sandwiches together. Let's thank
Tell
all of
buddy
our alchemists.
He's three elves.
Tell him.
Tell buddy he's three elves. Oh, my. Oh, my. Let's go around and thank everybody, starting with Vanessa Ragan. Thank you so much, darling.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank
you. Oh, man. We're so happy to see your face again.
Happy to be here.
Folks should go to the Dynasty Typewriter calendar and check out some upcoming shows, I guess.
Yeah, we have a lot of wonderful things coming up. We got Wild Horses coming up and a great January calendar. So go to DynastyTypewriter.com. We also made a calendar that I think could improve anyone's wall.
I love the month of October of that calendar. Very
much. Oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Big fan of that particular month. Yeah. It's a great calendar. And should I have received one, I'm incredibly grateful. I'm not saying I did. Let's also thank Mr. Gary Anthony Williams.
Hey, do you have anything in that calendar for March? Is there anything on March at all, or is March?
There's a bit, but not traditional. It's not traditional.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Chris Alvarado, thank you so damn much, and happy New Year to you too, buddy.
Happy New Year. I'm looking forward to this calendar, if I can be honest. I'm sure I'm in there somewhere. I'm sure.
You're going to find it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course you are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something about gift giving, I'm sure. Craig Kukowski.
Hey, it's 2021, and not too much is going on so far, but it already feels better. And hopefully we can get that vacuum out to everyone.
I keep writing shithole on my checks. I'm listening to the 12 Days of Christmas, the podcast that finally popped up on the second one now.
Thanks enjoying so much for doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Super great. And thank Carla as well, please.
We did two holiday episodes for the Craigslist podcast. So you can find that on Craigslist PCast on Twitter. We watched 12 holiday movies in 12 nights.
Dang.
We being he and Carla.
Yes.
And
I love them both.
Yep. So great. Speaking of not great, Joey Greer, thank you so much for being here.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. So what?
Love you so much. And happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year to you two, and new year. And I do want to say this to all the Below Deck freaks out there.
Oh, boy.
Just caught the very end of the last episode, and they're kicking somebody off the charter? I mean, what? That's all I know. Tune in until I see it again.
Somebody's getting kicked off.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what the promo said. It's a magical place. Let's also thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. And a happy new year to all of you. This is your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to be kind to each other. Damn it, it's the easiest route. And hell, wear a mask when you go outside, please. Happy New Year from
Alchemy.
Yeah.